30. I'm calling the meeting to order. The date is Monday, August 25th, 2025. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Kathleen, would you please call the roll?
Shepherd?
Here.
Lindsay?
Here.
Tratine?
Here.
Chanley?
Here.
Rasmussen?
Here.
Trimble?
Here.
And for the record, Mr. Trimble does not have voting rights but can participate in conversation since we have a full board.
Thank you. I move to suspend the reading of the July 28, 2025 meeting and approve as submitted by the recording secretary. Or any motion regarding changes, and I'm looking for a second.
Second, okay.
Second by Tratine. Motion, Chanley?
Yes.
Rasmussen?
Yes.
Tratine?
Yes.
Shepherd?
Yes.
Lindsay?
Yes.
We are here for a public hearing on Z17-C388. I want to note that the staff analysis and Lucas County Planning Commission have been reviewed and have agreed. Eric?
Sure. So this is a zoning change from AR agricultural residential to RB suburban residential for 8350 Stitt Road rear. The owner of the property is Jenny Rogers, successor trustee. The developer is Mark Rich. The consulting engineer is Feller, Finch & Associates. The property is 20 acres and is being proposed for 34 single-family lots. It's currently a landlocked piece of property, and it is located south of the Crimson Hollowington subdivisions. The consulting engineers indicated that it will connect through the Walden subdivision in Waterville Township, which is south of and also connects to Crimson Hollow through Jewel Crest Road. And then this was, as the chair has indicated, this was on the agenda for the Lucas County Planning Commission. And the Lucas County Planning Commission staff, as well as the commissioners, recommended approval of the request.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
I'm calling for the applicant or the applicant's agent to come forward to be sworn in. You want to come up here, please? And please state your name and address for the record.
Donald Feller, 1683 Woodlands Drive, Maumee, Ohio.
Mark Rich, 29357 Simmons Road, Pierceburg, Ohio.
Thank you. Would you like to, do you swear that the testimony you are about to give is the truth as you shall answer unto God?
I do.
Thank you. Would you like to tell us about your request for zoning change?
Sure. As Eric indicated, this parcel is located just east and adjacent to Crimson Hollow subdivision and south of Crimson Hollow and Hampton, it's called the Hamptons. This parcel is part of a development that's going to also extend into Waterville Township, and that's where we connect into the street in the Coventry subdivision. That's where the access will come from. So it requires a zoning change here and a zoning change in Waterville Township. That it will be one development for the whole thing. Pretty consistent with what's in the area. I'd be glad to just answer any questions you have.
Do you have anything to say, sir?
I think Don did pretty good. But
okay, thank you.
There's no build-out currently in the Waterville side of things.
No, we're still in the process of going through the zoning and preliminary drawing approval through Waterville Township too.
This one just by fluke happened to go a month earlier.
Nice.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. You can sit down. I'm going to ask if there's any here in attendance who wish to speak in support of the change. Okay, no one is going to speak on in support of the change. Now I'll ask for those who are opposed change to come swim forward and be sworn in. Okay. There's none that are opposed to the change. Since the testimony is complete, I move to close the portion of the hearing that accepts public testimony. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Trittine. On the motion, Rasmussen?
Yes.
Chandler?
Yes.
Trittine?
Yes.
Lindsay?
Yes.
And Shepard?
Yes. Thank you. Is there any discussion and deliberation by Shepard?
I have a quick question. I don't know who to address it to. Currently, the only access would be off of Stitt until at least Walden is built out and other more development is.
Yeah, I would direct this to Mr. Fowler for that question.
Yeah, it's landlocked. There is really no access right now, but the access will go south through the remaining part of the development in Waterville Township and connect into, I believe it's Coventry subdivision over there. I think Jewel Crest was the name of the street.
The question that I had for Mr. Wagner was that this would mean part of the subdivision, overall subdivision, is going to be in our township, Monclova versus Waterville, and that means we'll have to take care of the streets on the Monclova side of things, which means we'll have to drive our trucks, that is Monclova Township trucks, through Waterville Township and through their subdivision to reach the area that we have to take care of. And I was asking if there was a precedent for that in other areas of the township. And I believe Eric should be that. Indeed, we've had other instances of that without any difficulty. So I feel a little bit more comfortable in that arrangement.
That's a good point.
I had a similar thought / question with sometimes we get the opinion of the fire department, if that was going to, one, somewhat limited access to get back there, so you have to go through that one subdivision. So just, I know some to get their opinion on changes and development, and I had that it did seem in the packet.
I can speak to that. I actually speak on Friday with our fire chief, and obviously they can make whatever they have to work, but they'll get a chance to review this when the preliminary drawing goes, or the final plat goes to the Lucas County Planning Commission. This, today this is just a zoning change, but yeah, right. but they have seen a copy of this map. They have a copy, and
okay.
So they know about it.
Anything else? Okay, since no one else has any questions or would like to say anything for permission, I move to recommend approval of this request to the Mount Clova Township Board of Trustees. I need a second, please.
I'll second.
Second by Shannon. On the motion, Lindsay?
Yes.
Trittine?
Yes.
Chan?
Yes.
Rasmussen?
Yes.
Shepard?
Yes. And at this point, I move to close this file, Z17-C388, and refer this matter to the Monclova Township Board of Trustees for their final determination. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're done.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Make the motion or to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.